السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Why does Santa look different, man? What's going on? Where the mics at?
Man, listen guys, today's a special occasion. Today, they caught us off guard today. Well, tonight is gonna be the first night of Ramadan, so we gotta get up and out of here quickly. We gotta hit the Tarawih.
Inshallah.
So when you guys see this though, it's gonna be like the Friday. So it's gonna have been like 4 days into Ramadan. So, you know, let us know how you guys are feeling 4 days in. How are we feeling?
Wait, so hold on.
Wait. We gotta say Ramadan Mubarak to everyone and their families. Yes. Hold on, and we also gotta say one thing. Can't forget about Palestine this Ramadan. We're praying for victory
Palestine.
This Ramadan.
Not even just Palestine, you know, look at Sudan. It's 1 year.
Yeah.
One year of this, you know, atrocity that's been going on in Sudan, and you know, not many people are talking about it.
We're praying for victory for all the Muslims around the world. We gotta take that first and foremost. You know, but
so
you want to introduce the Deen Tour challenge for everyone else?
But hold on. So wait, let's get this straight. So there's no podcast this Friday.
This is the podcast.
This is the podcast. Hey, look, y'all, would y'all rather have a podcast like this or do you like the mics better?
Well, listen, next time we're going to have a guest, inshallah, bismillah. So like this week, we just want to talk about, you know, beginning of Ramadan, how we're feeling, what's going on, the vibes, what we got planned, talking to you guys. So before we get into like the Ramadan challenge that we're going to introduce, let's talk about how we're going to be trying to stream this Ramadan. We're fundraising for Palestine, doing the streams, inshallah, bidnillah. So be on the lookout for that. We're
going to be fasting. We're going to be praying, inshallah.
How long are the streams going to be? How long do you plan?
I mean, streams can go as long as like I have time.
And you, look, you guys, plan after or before Tarawih?
Before.
Dang.
Before Tarawih,
we should hit a couple late night Tarawih overnight stream.
Or basically, what he's trying to tell you is he wants to, you know, he wants to stream his whole fast the whole entire day. How about that? All the way from Zuhur all the way down to
something that's never been done before.
Stop.
No, something that's never been done before. IRL Tarawih stream. I don't think that ever been seen.
Well, we just set the photo or something.
You know, like the Target guy on TikTok, the one that sets his photo.
Oh yeah.
We set
Tarawih with Tarawih runs or something.
Tarawih runs. Wait a minute.
Right? No, that's kind of crazy. Like, all those types of videos, you gotta really understand. So they really propped that thing up. It just went and did what they did.
Bro, they went inside first, they propped the camera up, they walked back outside, and then they record themselves walking back inside. Bro, have you seen the ones where the people, they even record themselves parking their car?
Dude,
bro. Which means you have to stop your car in the middle of the road, go prop your camera up, make sure the angle's all good and stuff, and then record yourself parking.
I think
we should make it a thing. Late night Tarawih runs.
Well, just setting ourselves up, walking into Tarawih, and then actually like getting in line, joining the Tarawih congregation or something. Honestly, hold up. I wanted to see how it turned out.
Why are you giving out ideas?
Hold on. Like, bro, don't you want to see how that turned out? Like, just like,
bro,
the Tarawih with me or something?
Right now, look, listen, I saw a video the other day. It said, get ready with me to go to my grandma's janazah. Come on, bro. Like, what has TikTok come to?
You gotta think. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, some things are just gonna look private. I'm not gonna lie.
Literally, was it get ready with me for my grandma's janazah? Are you serious right now?
Oh, we gotta get back to the test.
Okay, so Ramadan.
This is Ramadan, man.
So, what else? So we talked about streaming. What else do we got?
Oh, hold on. You didn't even mention the Deen Tour challenge. Look, guys, we got a big challenge that we do every single year. You know that we've started, that we've implemented a couple years back. We're basically.
You want to go ahead and explain, or you want to keep going? So it's called for. You know, yeah, we'll call it that. The Deen Tour Challenge. So, Ramadan Challenge, where we all picked out a surah last year. Us and a couple of our brothers, we picked out a surah that we didn't, like,
what
all of us
it?
Didn't know. A surah Haqqa. So, yeah, we picked that surah out and we all memorized it. We all challenged ourselves to memorize it within the month of Ramadan. You had the full 30 days to memorize it. If you didn't memorize it, there was a punishment. So, like, there was a forfeit. We came up with it. Whoever, like, it was more like a friendly competition where if you memorized it first, you know, it wasn't necessarily bragging rights, but it was kind of like a race to see who memorized it first. But at the same time, it's all beneficial for all of us to memorize it within the month of Ramadan, you know, get those extra good deeds. All
right. So look, the challenge for all of you is pick a group amongst your friends. You, it could be your family. It could be you by yourself. It doesn't really matter. Memorize a portion from the Quran. It can be a juz, it can be two juz, it can be a surah, it can be a line. It doesn't matter.
The whole Quran.
It can be the whole Quran. It can be the whole Quran, all three. You're gonna memorize that this Ramadan. You're gonna challenge yourself. It's gonna be a genuine want to get better, a genuine want to memorize and learn more from the Book of Allah. Yeah, that's the detour challenge. Why not? You know, encourage
them. Yes, so do it with whoever you can. Find a group of your friends. Find one friend. Find a family member. Even like you said yourself. And complete the Ramadan challenge. You know, let us know. I want to hear from you guys if you actually do participate in it. And like what surah you end up memorizing and stuff. And how long it takes you and stuff like that. Like, you know, like let us in, man. Let us know how you're doing and stuff. So, and also, if you memorize the Quran, Allahumma barik.
Allahumma barik. If you're a Hafiz, okay, man. Okay,
you know what? It's time for review. I was about to say, it's time for review, revision. Go leave. Come on, man. Like, I'm thinking like I'm thinking. Look, real, you know, they say great minds think alike. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know,
yeah, bro. It's all good. Go learn. Do what you can. You know, we're all challenging you guys to get better this Ramadan.
Take yourself, your friends, all your family members, take them to the mosque. You know, all go together. You know, it's the time to spend with your family and go to the mosque and worship Allah together. You know,
in the congregation, you know, this Ramadan, I don't know, man, it's feeling so special. I feel so important because, dude, there's a lot of problems that we got to solve them. It's like,
matter of fact, here's a problem. Be welcoming to all the reverts that are coming to the mosque. You know, it might be the first time stepping into the mosque. It might be the first time it might be their first Ramadan, you know. You know, welcome them in with open arms, you know, show them where things are, you know, invite them over for iftar, you know, small things that can really be big things for them, you know, because some of them, they don't feel comfortable going to the mosque because, you know, no one's welcoming to them.
And Ramadan is a huge event. This is the first time, like, if a reaver is doing this for the first time, like, that's something big. It's going to be hard. You got to welcome them. Just like you said, man, about it, Libby.
One thing I love about Ramadan is how every single year it feels like it's my first Ramadan. It feels like I'm going to Ramadan as like a new person, mm-hmm. feeling like, oh, I'm washed away, like the old me is gone, like I'm going in as a new person. I'm going to come out as an even better person. So that mindset, like as I'm going in right now, like the excitement, it's like, bro, this is my 22nd, 23rd Ramadan now, and I'm going into it like it's still my first one ever. Like it's my first one ever. They calling me an old head.
I understand. Like, yeah, maybe you might have gone through 22, 23 on my lines, but like, you know. Come on, the first 5 years, was you really fasting?
Wait, at what age did y'all start like fasting?
Like all of Ramadan?
Yeah, yeah.
All of Ramadan, bro? Like, that's a really good question. Hey guys, you want to matter of fact, I remember I was a kid, right? I was like, what, 8 years old at the time. And Osman, he was like a little bit younger than me. He was like 6.5, 7. You know, he was fasting. And I was like, I'm going to fast too that day. And then after Juma, I went straight to the fridge and I got me something to eat.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I remember we were playing like Call of Duty something, right? And like, we were like trying to fast, you know, we're trying to do our thing. Like, long buddy, you know, he did his thing. I don't know what you did in private. I'm assuming the best.
When I was growing up, I did used to sometimes fast like the 30 days, but I wasn't like fasting. For one, my prayers didn't count yet. So like I would just not eat the whole day basically. So like, and this was while I would like vacation in Saudi, so I'd be sleeping the whole day. I'd wake up at Maghrib and then I'd just go eat. That was pretty much how my days went. So I don't really count those. But even before that, when I was like 5, like the first times I tried to start fasting was like 4 or 5. I remember this guy was a baby, right? So my mom would always be giving him like snacks and stuff like that, and I'd be chilling with him. Man, I take his little Kool-Aid, you know, I slip a drink here and there. And then I go later in the day having iftar, and I'd be sitting there like a smile like this, thinking like I went through the whole day. I'd be like, and you know you didn't. You wasn't really fasting, bro.
Man, matter of fact, actually, now I remember what I did. I went and got ice cream. That's exactly what I did. I went and got ice cream out the freezer, and I ate it right in front of a smile.
Bro, but when you're a kid and you're fasting, bro, like time goes like so slow. It feels like you're moving at snail's pace because, for one, there was nothing to do.
Man, matter of fact, I remember going in 2017. Yeah, 2017. I was in Sudan while Ramadan was going on. I remember I was with one of my cousins, and you know he has his business, and basically he had all these workers. They be hard working, bro, and I'm there out here sweating and lifting really heavy bags and stuff like that. I'm like, are y'all fasting? He's like, yeah, we fast. You know this you know I eat. You know they spit and they're like, yeah, like look at me, and then they just like throw all their stuff up. They're like, man, what, you not fasting right now? I'm like, it's too hot.
Man. Come on, bro. I remember we spent Eid in Sudan. We also spent a couple days. I don't think we fasted, though, because we traveled.
Wait, what? When was
Sudan?
This?
Sudan. 2019?
I was fasting. What you talking about, bro?
Yeah, 2019.
This was during the Dhuhr, though. Like, it was tough, man.
No, I do remember. We did fast. We also spent Eid as well.
But 2019, whenever, like, We all went to, well, I went a little bit after you guys, but you guys like went towards like the very, very end.
Yeah.
So like you guys, no, there was like 3-4 days left of Ramadan, I think. Yeah, something like that.
And you guys, yeah, did we even bomb by?
Dude, it's like every single Ramadan was distinct. I can call back the Ramadan of 21, 22, 23, 24. Dude, you guys remember Ramadan COVID? Oh my God.
Ramadan COVID was crazy, bro. Look, Fortnite all night?
Dude, Ramadan COVID
was. Hey, man, I was still praying, though. I was getting through my prayers, but it was hard to do tarawih by myself, like every single night, just because, like, I don't memorize the whole Quran. Especially at that time, I memorized a lot less than I did right now. And, you know, I'd just be sitting there, you know, praying like my 8 rakat and praying, doing the same songs over and over
again. Dude, Ramadan, COVID, dude, I used to play 2K and memorize Quran while I was playing 2K.
Yeah, we always talk about that. But look. Dude, the way you explained it, you walk in, he's playing 2K, you see his lips just moving, bro. And you're like, what are you doing? And then he looks at you like, kind of like mad, like, memorize the Quran, bro. And then he gets right back to it.
I wouldn't even say anything. He'd wave me off. He'd just be like, get out, bro. Like,
hey.
Bro, look. I remember back in 2020 when we were playing Fortnite all day. Then it would be like 5 minutes towards morning. We'd be like, all right, we can't get into a game. We got to be right back. We'd go eat and everything.
I still remember the freaking routine, too. I had a routine every single day.
And then there would be some nights I eat so much, I just fall asleep at like 30 minutes afterwards. I'm like, hey, look, listen, I'm about to get on. I'm going to take a nap for like 2 hours and I just sleep the whole night.
Nah, you guys don't know this, but yeah, during COVID, me and him had the same routine because we were still in school, but like we were obviously online.
Yep.
And I remember I used to wake up same time every single day. I'd wake up a little bit after Dhuhr, pray Dhuhr, go do a workout in the garage, come back, go do my work, pray Asr, go do my work again until like it was like a little bit before Maghrib. Then I tell this guy, oh, are you getting on? We get off for a little bit, then we go eat iftar. Then like maybe, let's say from the moment that we pray Maghrib, eat iftar, it'd be like 9 something because Maghrib as in like 8 something. Yeah. And then we'd get back on.
We play them death runs.
And then we'd play for like a couple more hours. It was crazy, man.
Dude, that's another thing. This Ramadan, Maghrib is not. Oh, at least over here, Maghrib only ends at like 7:40 at the latest. 7:49 at the latest.
It doesn't matter when it ends. Either way, you're going to be fasting the same amount of time just because.
But, nah,
yeah,
don't
Fajr,
tell,
Fajr
don't
early.
Don't tell me that.
What do you mean?
Don't tell me that.
Fajr is around like 6:45 or 6:40, something like that.
Bro, that's so crazy, bro. Sunrise is really at 7 something, bro. Hey, bro, it's almost 8 o'clock before the sunrise goes up.
Yeah, because they want people to wake up right at the sunrise.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, yeah, speaking of like Ramadan every single year, I remember I used to cheat my way out in Ramadan every single year of high school. Not like necessarily cheat my way of Ramadan specifically, but school. So like, I remember in my freshman year of high school, I had my mom pick me up early every single day. But you know, because I used to go to school every day. I remember my attendance was perfect. So like, you know, my mom should give me the ability to leave school early every day. Sophomore year, COVID. You know, we was all online. You know, we just got let out. My junior year, we had the half online, half in person.
I remember that.
And basically, those who weren't, you know, in the classroom, they were all on over Zoom. So it was still one classroom, but, you know, it was half online, half in person. And I'm just for the month of Ramadan, I stayed online, you know, so I'd come in during Zoom. I remember it'd be like 7 o'clock in the morning. I just fall asleep. I'm still in my first period Zoom meeting, and it's like fourth period now. Right? I'm the only one still left. And then my senior year, you know, I just got to leave school early every day because I only had 4 classes. So I leave school at 10:30.
Must be nice, man.
But then I'd go to work afterwards. But you know, I'd rather be at work and then, you know, be in school.
I went to school every day. I didn't have that luxury because first off, I played sports, so I had to fast wall going to practice every single day,
man,
for those years. And also, I remember the worst times where like I used to get myself out of school work. And I'd be like, I'm faster right now. My brain is slowed down. And it'd be like, oh, wow, it's Ramadan? I'm like, yeah. They'd be like, oh, so
not even water?
Yeah. I didn't do that a lot, though. I think I only did that, like, my sophomore year. After that, I was like, oh, that's whatever. Because, bro, fasting during practice was, like, the hardest thing that I ever did. Like, school was light after that. I'd be sitting there during the day watching everybody eat lunch. I'd be like, it's light work. Because then I go to practice. We're running laps or we're running suicides and stuff. Bro, and you see everybody going to the water fountain. Like, I'm like,
dude, I remember, speaking of like sports and Ramadan, dude, I remember last year I used to run track during Ramadan, and those practices used to be so hard. One day it was so hot, We were doing like some sprints. I was like, hold on, let me lay down right here. I lay down, I went to sleep. and then when I woke up, they were like, yo, Austin, you all right? It was like, they all standing over me, like, yo, you all right? I was like, yo, I was tweaking, but out of my brain. And then look, I woke up, and then when I went home, dude, I was so thirsty. It was like my,
bro, I know you were seeing red.
Look, I was so thirsty, look. And then when the thought hit, I didn't even eat a date. Like, I drunk the water. Dude, that water, dude, I'm not gonna lie. Maybe, I took this in a while. I was like, bro, alhamdulillah.
Bro,
I'm like, bro, this is so good.
Every single day, man, that was me.
Matter of fact, look at
bro, that sip of water, I was like, sip of water. I was like, man.
Look at the mercy of Allah. Like, look, we as Muslims, you know, we fast because Allah tells us to do so. So if he told us to fast the whole entire 24 hours, guess what? We're going to be fasting the whole 24 hours. And I know you might say, oh, we wouldn't survive. But, you know, just because Allah said so, we would do it. But, you know, see, alhamdulillah, he lets us, you know, break our fast at the end of the day and enjoy that time, you know, and then go and worship him afterwards. And then, like you said, you don't need much to be fulfilled after fasting. You'll fast the whole entire day. You'll go the whole day without any food, water. You eat one date, you know, and drink a sip of water and you're good. No, you know, you don't need much after that. You're easily satisfied.
What he's saying, like, when you're fasting while playing sports, especially, bro, it could go through your mind a million times. Oh, I could break my fast right now. Like, look, that water looks so good. Or when you're at lunch and you could see like people eating the food, it's like, oh, this is all so good. But you see the self-restraint that you have, you know, the self-control that you're exhibiting. Like, oh, I'm not doing it because I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, you really see like the benefits of fasting when you're in a situation like that. Yep. 'Cause you're just like, oh, this is all for Allah. Like, I'm getting rewarded just for this.
You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be like SpongeBob in that one episode. I don't need it. And then he goes and gets the water, right? And then,
oh, I'm not even going to lie to you. Every single day that I fasted, like when I was going to practice, especially because we live in Florida and the heat during that time, because when I was in high school, the Ramadan was around like May, April time. So I'd be fasting. It'd be like 95 degrees outside. It'd be the height of like the heat during the day. And I remember I'd be out there. I remember, like, my coach, it was, like, you'd be looking off in the distance. You could see the little heat waves.
Yeah, the heat waves,
bro. And I remember my coach, because people were, like, overheating, like, the track and field people, they were, like, low-key overheating. He was like, man, kids are dying out here. Because there was no trainers outside. So, like, nobody was getting help. We were all by ourselves. People were all taking a knee with our helmets on the ground, like, dang, right? You can see the steam coming off my head and stuff. He's like, kids are dying out here. I was like, yeah, bro, I'm dying, bro. Like, they were like, man, think about Hussein. He can't even have water. I was like, yeah, bro. Like, it's tough out here, man. I remember even trying to, like, get them to be soft on me because I was like, man, I have to run the same amount of suicides as them. If I'm slow, they're gonna make us run more because, like, they expect people like me to, you know, be in the front because I'm a leader. So I remember I had to be out there like this. I remember I had another Muslim friend on our team. He was like, dude, I'm fasting. I can't do all this. And they're like, man, look who's saying he's doing it. I was like, damn, my fault.
I put such a heavy burden on you. but what's it called? Like, even then, like, at the time, all throughout high school, I remember I worked the same job and I was working inside of a restaurant.
Oh, I know.
Bro. Man. And I'm talking about, man, I'm giving people their food and I'm just smelling the bowls. I'm like, oh my God. I remember, like, especially like the bowls, the chicken bowls or the shrimp bowls, I'd be like, man. If I just sneak a little shrimp right here, nobody gonna know. But I'm like, you know, I can't do that. You know, Allah's watching me, so So the self-restraint really do be real. Cause
you know another thing about Allah is that, especially throughout like my high school years, it's always been during testing season and like during tests. And this is a weird way to think about it, but I don't know why, but I actually think I do better on tests or in school when I'm fasting. I don't know why. I think it's because, like, I think it's usually because, like, I eat a lot of sugar and, like, just staying away from all that sugar, like I don't know, maybe it affects
all that,
my brain.
All that processed food.
Or like, carbs, or, like, I don't know, bro. I don't know why. I just feel like I think clearer when I'm fasting.
No, that's actually true, like, because when I eat a light meal and I go out, I feel a lot better by myself, and especially if it's something healthy. But then if I'm sitting there, you know, I'm out here eating a whole bunch of things and a whole bunch of snacks and then I'm drinking a lot, then I'm gonna feel dead. I'm gonna feel really drowsy. I'm gonna feel tired. I'm gonna want to take a nap. My brain is not moving.
Not just that. Look at the blessing of, like, fasting with the ni'mah, like, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, you can't just not eat the whole day and think, oh, I fasted today. Like, nah, because I've done that. I never had the, like, I never said, oh, I was fasting. I've just been like, oh, I didn't eat from, like, the time I woke up till, you know, till Maghrib or something. Like,
we got those days.
But that intention, for one, because you see the blessing. Like, you see how much easier it is to get away from your desires when you're fasting. That's what was prescribed upon us by the Prophet ﷺ. If you were fearful of, like, falling into something like zina or haram relationships or something like that, go ahead and fast, because it'll help you lower your gaze and decrease your desires. Yes, exactly. So same thing, like, oh, if you're fasting and you feel like your brain function is better because you're cleansing your body. It's like a detox.
Not for real.
No, it really is.
I think that should, like, close out all of this. Alhamdulillah. Like, this was low-key like a podcast plus video. I like it very much.
Matter of fact, yeah, it is really a detox. I know you guys might hear this 1,000 times, but, you know, we've got to emphasize the point. You know, if you can stay away from food and drink, what makes you think you can't stay away from all the haram that you've been doing? Quit your sins, not only in the month of Ramadan, but quit your sins entirely. Because if you can lay it off for the month of Ramadan, what makes you think you can't do it outside of Ramadan? You know, Ramadan is supposed to be that month where we actually do detox ourselves, we cleanse ourselves, so that when we go back out, you know, outside the month of Ramadan, when the shayateen are out, you know, we're going to be able to handle ourselves a lot easier, right? We're going to be able to ask for Allah's forgiveness and repentance. But a lot of us, you know, we stray off of that. May Allah keep us firm.
Ameen. Min sama Ramadan iman and wahtisaban. Allah will forgive all his sins. If whoever fasts Ramadan anticipating a reward from Allah, Allah's going to forgive all his past sins. With iman. Oh yeah, he has to fast with iman, you know.
Yes. So keep in mind the Deen Tour or Ramadan challenge. Also be on the lookout for the charity that we are supporting this Ramadan to fundraise for Palestine. Really look into that, inshallah. You know, charity does not decrease from any of us. It only increases us. So we're going to be fundraising throughout the month, looking on our Instagram and our TikTok, and also when we're streaming, inshallah.
Make sure you tune into the stream.
Yes, and don't miss them. Don't miss them. You guys are tuned in with us, because we have more projects on the way, inshallah, bi-idhnillah. And always update us about how your Ramadan is going. We want to hear from you guys. So with that being said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hope you guys enjoyed this. Make sure to share this with your friends and family. You never knew whose life you could change by sharing this video. Make sure to join the Discord. I've been telling you guys to join the Discord, so make sure you go ahead and do that. And then we're still students of knowledge, we're not scholars. So assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wait. Oh, sit down. Just like, we have to like smile or something for the thumbnail. Not like
this. Oh, wait. I'm saying, let's do like this for the thumbnail.
What the heck? Hey, white bro, for what?